TV networks to cancel President Bush's speeches after this season. This is on News. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Washington, D.C. Four major broadcast networks, along with cable news channels CNN and MSNBC, have all announced plans to likely cancel the show President Bush's speeches at the end of this season. The five-year-long series was number one in the Nielsen ratings towards the end of its first year in 2001, but has since severely declined. Now, less than 30% of viewers approve of the show. The networks were hopeful a plotline involving the invasion of Iraq would boost ratings, which it briefly did in 2003. But in the long run, it has proved to bore viewers. Housewife Janet Bryden commented, quote, "I liked the episode in which President Bush announced the capture of Saddam Hussein, but since then, nothing exciting has really happened." Executive producer Karl Rove admitted that, quote, "We should have focused the plot more around Osama bin Laden. He was a big part of the show in late 2001 and early 2002, but then was sort of pushed to the background. That was a bad move on our part." Unquote. Stations experimented with tweaking the show's time slot, but it doesn't help much. They have now moved it to Monday nights at 8 p.m., which is a primetime slot, but competes against the hugely popular Grizzly Adams on PBS. Preliminary data from tonight's airing shows that even reruns of the ever-famous presidential show, The West Wing, got higher ratings. The latest episode of President Bush's speeches took place in the Oval Office, and featured a departure from the usual foreign-oriented storyline. The main character, George Bush, discussed the country's immigration problem, proposing that he send the National Guard troops to the border of Mexico, but critics call the episode uninspired, with Roger Ebert explaining that, quote, "They've already used this 'let's use the National Guard troops for something they're not meant for' idea before, when Bush sent them to Iraq in a late 2003 episode." Even the show's midday soap opera-style spin-off is faring poorly. Entitled The Daily White House Press Briefing, the spin-off has been on hiatus for a few weeks, while producers discussed how to salvage it. They finally took the drastic step of replacing the main character, Scott McClellan, with spunky newcomer Tony Snow. The first episode with the new cast member will air on Tuesday, but expectations remain low. Producer Josh Bolton says it might not survive till the end of the season, which, coincidentally, culminates on Election Day in November. Only Fox News has declared it will continue airing President Bush's speeches, despite the low ratings. It has ordered new episodes all the way through January 2009 as part of the deal, though it got one of its main hosts, Tony Snow, as the main character for the Daily White House Press Briefing spinoff. The marketing potential of it more than pay for itself, claimed Fox CEO Rupert Murdoch, in response to questioning over the viability of the new programming. Critics recommend the show should replace its crew of writers. Quote, "Maybe they should get some of Nixon's old stuff. That so-called checker speech he gave in the last episode of his show was a great one." Richard Nixon, of course, was a known TV star of the 70s era, and was most famous for starring in the Watergate crime drama, said it mused a Hollywood insider, who nonetheless requested anonymity for fear of NSA wiretaps. This is UN News. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Thanks for listening.